calling Universal Laser.
Thank you.
Systems.
Works good.
If you know your party's extension number, please dial it now. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For a staff directory, press pound. For the technical service department, press 3. For the sales department, press 4. For further assistance,
please hold while your call is being transferred to.
Hey David, it's Patrick with Cardiff. How's it going, man?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. How's Halloween going so far for you?
My wife's gonna be getting home first, so she's gonna have to take care of all the little goblins and.
We got
a funny little guy that talks and a little spell book that casts.
Oh yeah.
The kids like that thing, you know. You button you push on the guy's arm, and he's like a butler but come back from the dead kind of thing.
Nice. You guys doing anything down there at Universal for the holiday?
Nice. I was, you know, because I just started into my 7th month, so I'm pretty new, and I was like, hey, does anybody do any costumes or anything? I said, oh, man, bummer, you know.
No fun.
I had to bring the rest of my candy up here tomorrow, though, you know, so I don't want to keep it around the house.
Yeah, right.
I got a little, you know, little jar that people put goodies in, so I
put it to use.
Leftover candy in here, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Well, hey, Pat called me on Friday. He said, hey, I got this pro forma. I said, well, I guess that's the balance. It was like 11,800 or something. And he said, well, I don't want it to hold up the shipment. I said, well, it would if it's not paid.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how it's set up, you know, for, is that gold? The norm again, I guess, the warm
right.
thing.
Yeah. No worries. I was actually out of the office, but I just went and sent that over to my funding department, so they'll get it all taken care of.
Yeah, that's good. Because the guys aren't going to be there until the 8th and the 9th. So,
right. You guys are sending it out on Wednesday, though, right?
Wednesday. They could ship it on Thursday or Friday even.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Because I think it's only a couple of days to get there, so plenty of time, I think, that it'll show up still, you know, it's like we try to leave a little bit of, you know, breathing room
and
stuff like that, you know, yeah.
Right.
It should be okay, but that's good.
So you guys
They said they had a lot of stuff that, as you mentioned, they were getting from a lot of other people. He said ours is actually the first one that's going to show up of the equipment they're buying.
Yeah, I know, we ended up going through 3 different vendors. I think they got a CNC and... They got a fancy spray painter, and then that laser guy made for them too. So.
Fancy spray painter. Another such a thing as a fancy spray painter. Spray painter was a spray painter. You know?
Nope. That's what I thought too, man. But
got all the bells and whistles.
Yep, high tech spray painter.
Oh my gosh.
Calibrates all of it. You know the whole deal. Cause he runs a sign company, so. He uses all. He goes around and does all the like the hotels and like you know a golf resort or you know the big signs, commercial places. So.
Yeah, we got another guy that was looking into that. He's in like Rhode Island or something like that.
Oh wow.
Very
East Coast.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
that's pretty cool.
Thing, and he does a bunch of signs and stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, this guy said he goes all over the country. I know he's out there in Denver, but... So, is that how you guys do it, though? You guys send it out to Denver, mailed out of the machine, and then you guys send out some of your crew?
Yep.
Or do you guys, have a location out there where you guys kind of...
No, we used to have a guy that... Yeah, we have channel partners. They're kind of like distributor kind of guys. You know?
Right.
They have, you know... If they work with us, they have like their own group that they can do that. But this Denko was the guy we were doing work with in Colorado, and we don't have him anymore, so
we have
to do things differently now. And it's a good thing that you're doing this because we've had some other things too. That's why Chris was telling you that he's got you with a couple of guys that are looking into it.
Yeah.
Other ways of doing our sales because the channel partners aren't always the best bet, you know?
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say, too. Actually, I want to say it was Frank. Is that correct? Is he the guy who does... Yeah, Frank and then Mike, right? They both do it together
Mike
for you guys?
Yeah, Mike Ireland. Yeah, those two guys are looking into alternatives. And,
yep.
Because we did a thing with a university in out in California.
Uh-huh.
Same thing. And this guy, actually, he's local. So we thought, you know, this is probably something we should look into because it's come up often mm-hmm. enough that we're trying to, like, you know, we can't just depend on these guys to always do this stuff, you know, because sometimes
exactly.
You can't, you know?
Exactly.
So, this is a good deal to start doing, looking into this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I actually spoke with Frank, it was, earlier last week about that because I know you guys got those expos coming up and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then Chris a little bit as well, because I know you guys are kind of looking to, you know, kind of branch out and find some more.
Yeah, because we need some options. So we don't have enough options.
Yeah. But, I mean, even with us, man, if you guys wanted to just find one and go with it, we can take care of you guys pretty good. I know we approve about 9 out of 10, and, you know, we work really fast over here, too. So,
yeah.
You know, all those customers, can, so that way we wouldn't have to kind of, you know, kind of trial and error through the hat of all the other finance arms you guys got, right?
Yeah, because, you know, with the people we have here working all the sales stuff, because we don't directly work it, but we work with them.
Right.
So if they see how smoothly it goes, they're going to like, oh, this is not bad, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Maybe
and
we
I mean,
can do this more often
yeah,
people, you know?
I was just going to say, man, I mean, we knocked out the John Curtis one pretty fast.
Yeah,
I
was like, man,
with
it
you
was
guys
quick,
too.
You know?
Yeah, I know, we got that money transferred within a few hours and probably do the same thing today.
I like the direct contact too. You know, call each
other
and say, "Hey,
exactly.
What do you need to do?"
Yeah,
it makes it a lot better.
Yeah, that John Curtis one was one of the deals I was working on. So any of their stuff, you know, that's why I was, you know, calling you directly and, you know, handling all that. So it makes it a lot easier over here instead of just you know, throwing them to 10 guys and, you know, all trying to get on the same page and.
Yeah, really.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes it pretty easy. Do you guys have like two guys or what is it you guys send out to wherever you got to do the installations?
They have a whole team. They've got like a main person who's the director of the whole team. He just came back from Germany. He goes all over the place. And so they've got one guy that works with him that's specific to our XLS. So he's sort of dedicated to that system only.
Right.
Because he, you know, that one's so important. It's our biggest system, and it's completely different than anything else that we offer. So he's sort of like the guru on that system, and they want to keep it like where he's sharp on that one system.
Right.
So him, and then we've got, oh my gosh, I think we've got four or five other guys that work the other, like the ILS, the PLS, like these guys.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's four or five guys. What is it? One, two, three. Yeah, something like that. They work the other systems too.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of like a group of guys.
They get the they're like the travel squad then, huh? You guys get
they're just always going all over the place.
Sounds like
stuff,
the cool gig, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But we have our channel partners too. That if they have their own techs and they are trained enough, we can use them too. It's sort of a backup.
Right.
Backup group, you know. So after the initial installation and you know, setup and training,
mm-hmm.
we have most of the channel partners have their guys that are you know, good too at
right at
support for the system, you know, and keeping it you know, tuned up and everything.
Oh yeah.
Parts replaced as needed, but they're pretty robust. The some of the Chinese laser systems use those glass tube things.
Mm-hmm.
They're only good for about a year. They're not very
durable.
Yeah, they don't last too long, so, you know, they're a lot cheaper because of that. So
some
people that don't know anything about laser systems wind up, you know, getting that's a great price. They don't realize
it's
a very short-lived price.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean.
Kind of like that total cost of ownership that I have some cars, you know. You say, you better look into how much it costs to keep the car once you buy it, you know.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Some of those really cheap cars, like maybe not such a good deal to pay for them over the contract over their lifetime, you know.
No kidding. I just got rid of a Volkswagen a few months back, and that thing was a thorn in my side for a while.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I got that back a couple of years ago, that diesel Jetta.
Oh.
And I like the mileage, but now they got this recall thing going.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that something else?
Yeah,
especially if you had one.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. The car was running. It runs fine. It gets great mileage, but, you know, it's like big times, like 40
getting ripped
times
off,
pollution. Of the,
Like,
that's not too good. times, huh?
I know.
Oh, okay. In California, caught them on it, you know. And,
oh, yeah, man. Yeah, with emissions and everything out here.
Yeah, and so now they got in trouble, and it turns out that they've been doing it since 2012, you know, or 2009 or something like that.
So yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I got an email today that, hey, your claim for the VW was okay, you know, and we looked at your documents, everything's in order. I think that they set it up for a buyback somewhere around the middle of November. So hopefully I'll get rid of that thing.
So I'll have to worry about it.
But, you know, as long as I have it, I got to keep insurance on it.
I know. Yeah.
So I strip down the insurance to minimum, and I kind of keep it in the garage and take it out on a few little errands on Saturday and Sunday so I can keep the battery charged.
Yeah, definitely.
Other than that, I try not to get it out on the road, man.
I know. Those things are... I know, right?
I don't
have
a car to return anymore, you know? You know, and of course I have to keep paying on it until they buy it back, so I was like, I guess I get the money back, but it's like, kind of I like give you a dollar, you give it back to me. It's like, what good is that, you know?
Yeah, exactly, right? All right, man, I'll let you back to work. Have a good Halloween out there. And
Yeah, you too, man. I mean, I have too many little kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, David. Well, take it easy, man.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Bye.